Hey, podcast listeners. Happy Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa week. There's a lot of family and friends time this week, but not much by way of podcast episode releases. I'm sure you're missing out on some prime podcast listening, so I wanted to put something together for you. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, brought to you by Earbuds Podcast Collective. My name is Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds. Each week on this show, we share a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme. See, Earbuds Podcast Collective is a newsletter that started in 2017. It's sent out every single Sunday night. We have not missed one yet, and we don't plan to. Each week of the newsletter is curated by a different person. That means they find a theme they're interested in and share five podcast episodes on that theme. About 2 months ago, we started this podcast. It's essentially a companion to the newsletter. We feature the curator's voice, information about each episode, podcast industry news, and more. Make sure to check back in our episode archives for tons and tons of recommendations. This is a special bonus episode. We do these from time to time. It gives us a chance to deviate from our format and get a little funky. This bonus episode is definitely funky. I wanted to check in mid-Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa time to drop some pod stuff for you. Since we're in that weird limbo time between Christmas and the New Year where no one really knows what date it is, I'll share some end-of-year things. Here's what I'll touch on. First, a podcast that I'm excited for in 2020. Second, a podcast that I just discovered and have been enjoying. Third, an audio drama I did not think I'd love, but I do. Fourth, a podcast that, although it's on hiatus for a few weeks, is staying active on social media. And fifth, an end-of-year roundup list and where to find it. First, a podcast I'm excited for in 2020, Podcast Gumbo. Paul Kondo is the founder of Podcast Gumbo, which, for 18 months, was a podcast recommendation newsletter. Starting in 2020, it'll also be a podcast released weekly. The cool thing about this podcast is that it's not just going to be podcast recommendations. It'll feature some of Paul's favorite podcast people and a challenge. Each day of recording, Paul and his guests will try to find a podcast related to whatever national day it is that day. For example, if they're recording on August 26th, National Dog Day, they'll try to find a podcast that fits that mold. I love the creativity behind this podcast, and I'm stoked to see what Paul does with it. Welcome to the podcasting world, Paul. Next, a podcast I just discovered and have been enjoying is Slate's Lexicon Valley with host John McWherter. If you like The Illusionist and Grammar Girl, this podcast is for you. An episode that brought me into the fold is called Abyssal Yiddish. McWherter, the host, splices in clips from show tunes and old-time radio to teach the world about the beauty of language. Check it out. Next, an audio drama that I did not think I'd love, but I sure do. It's called Blood Ties, and it comes from Wondery. They're on hiatus right now, but there are two episodes out, and it's shockingly shocking. It's also beautifully sound-rich. Blood Ties is the story of a brother and sister pair that discover a family secret. I shall say no more. Next, I wanted to share some information about a podcast called Robinhood Snacks. It's a daily 15-minute financial podcast that I love. They have the catchiest theme song that you must check out and get stuck in your head along with me. Even though they're on hiatus right now, they're doing something really cool that I think people should know about and podcasters might even want to try going forward. Each day between Christmas and New Year's, Snacks is doing a contest on social media and giving away shirts and other such swag. This way, listeners don't lose out on their connection with the podcast and the hosts. And hosts Nick and Jack are spreading awareness of the podcast by sending shirts with their logo all around the country. And last, CastBox, which, full disclosure, is the company that I work for, released a really cool roundup of the year's most popular and best podcasts in each genre. There's also an indie list and a staff picks section. No surprise that My Favorite Murder is the most popular true crime podcast. Also no surprise that Joe Rogan is most popular in comedy, but like, we can do better than that. Is he even funny? I want to make sure to shout out the CastBox staff picks. Mobituaries, It's Been a Minute with Sam Sanders, Everything is Alive, The Illusionist, Sex Talk with My Mom, The Only One in the Room, Encyclopedia Womanica, Bleeped, and Robin Hood Snacks. To find this 2019 Best Of list, head to CastBox.fm or download the CastBox app. Well, that's all, folks. Thanks for tuning in to this bonus episode of Feedback with Earbuds. You can catch us on social media by searching for Earbuds Podcast Collective in any search bar. You can also check out our website at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Jeremy Einhorn is our engineer and post-production person for this week's episode. Abby Kleonsky is our newsletter editor, and Matthew Sweeto does our music. Thank you for tuning in. Happy New Year and happy listening to all.